Çıkacağım ben.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally. This is Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM. Today we are talking with Martin and Tony from the Jamestown Academy Mixed Martial Arts Program. How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You guys are here to talk about the Fight Like a Girl Free Women's Defense Seminar. Well, obviously it's free. I was going to ask how much it costs. But that is taking place this Saturday, August 24th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. How did this first start?
Well, this started up, my partner Joshua Keister and I, we founded the gym, the Jamestown Academy of Martial Arts. He is a certified Pedro Sauer jiu-jitsu instructor. I'm a former MMA commissioner, promoter, and I'm a current MMA coach. We got together and we opened the gym. There's a lot of talk and concern about, you know, people forget about man camps, people coming from out of state, although there isn't any man camps close by.
Right.
So we figured what we could do is do something for the community, get people just aware, you know what I mean? It's not going to be the end-all, be-all solution to everything. Hopefully people feel it safer, or else they're more aware of things. It's not really a commercial to join our gym. There's lots of qualified martial arts instructors around the area. We love those guys too and support them. It's just another option we can do to get out there and do something with the community.
Right. Now, they recently passed a thing to approve man camps, or it was a man camp ordinance that they passed here.
Correct.
Now, when that happened, my fiance said, she's like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get like my concealed weapons license and, you know, all that other thing. So this is a free opportunity for girls to learn more about self-defense and what all is included in this.
Well, and actually with this is we are bringing in two highly qualified black belt instructors in combat Hapkido that are very good at this.
Okay.
So we're going to let them roll with it. Some of the things we're going to be teaching is the fact that you don't have to get a concealed weapons permit anymore to carry a taser or mace. That's a Jamestown City ordinance. It's also by state law.
Okay.
We're going to have, so that's what I mean. We're going to teach them all the options and saying, you know what, you don't have to feel this way. We talked to police chief, and of course, you know, crime does rise. But it also, as the population rises, people get afraid of out-of-state people coming to North Dakota. But at the same time, my partner and I moved here from out-of-state.
Ah.
Not everyone that's coming in is going to, you know, terrorize the community and do things. So as long as you have an open mind, but a diligent mind, and have some options, then that's what our goal is.
Right. It's to provide options for them.
Correct.
Do you know roughly the schedule of events? Like, you know, is there a certain time you're going to be talking about anything, or it's just from 2 to 5, whatever goes?
Yep. And we got the place for 8 hours. And basically what we figured is there might be some people that want to stay afterwards and ask questions, in case they had other concerns. We'll be available before and after. And it's just kind of an open format. And we do ask people that martial arts or anything that we're doing in contact does have physical risks. But we have a pretty basic waiver. Yeah, it looks scary, but the first thing it says is that if you think you're going to get hurt, please don't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's always other options. And we hopefully will have an officer from the police department there to answer some questions. And we're just there to offer guidance. We are going to do some demonstrations of moves, what they're going to be. We'll see what the crowd can handle, you know, and we are going to have instructors from our facility and from out of state. My partner and I will be there, so we'll be the ones taking the bumps and bruises,
right?
And getting sore joints.
Gotcha. Okay. But, all right.
But that's the way it works, you know.
Okay. So this is the Fight Like a Girl Free Women's Defense Seminar happening at the Jamestown Civic Center. I didn't mention that. Coming up this Saturday, August 24th, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. If there's anything they want to know more about this, learn more about this, who can they contact?
They can actually go to our website, which is jamestownacademy.com. Just click on the link. We have a couple Q&As on there. There's also a comment field where they can ask us questions right there through a comment field, and I respond back to all those right away. They can call the gym number if they like and talk to us personally. That either goes to Josh or I directly, and we'll be glad to answer any questions. And we're just trying to keep it open, and if people want to get behind it and say they're going, fantastic. We have a Facebook page for that. If they want to be anonymous and come, that's fine. We're not taking any names or numbers or information when they come. We're just glad that they're there.
Right. let's see here. Is this the first time you guys have done something like this, the Fight Like a Girl defense seminar, or has it happened before in the past?
There's lots of seminars. This will be the first one we've done in Jamestown, and collectively. And then in the fall, we'll be doing a bullyproof course as well. So we're really going to try and do this. And if this goes well, we'd like to do one a quarter.
Okay.
And like I said, it's there for an option. We're always going to try to keep it free. And we do that through support of local businesses. It does cost money, to get a civic center and put stuff on for free. Mm-hmm. So, but we have been doing the best we can to make sure that stays that way.
Right. And you definitely want people to take advantage of this. Like you said, it costs money to do this. And the fact that it's free, I mean, that should be reason enough to go.
Right.
So you're nothing's coming out of pocket. So Martin, was there anything else you wanted to mention before we get out of here?
Yeah, we do have some sponsors that have helped us out. And like I said, we're thankful to the community. Also to our gym members, and then to our professional fight team, which Tony is the captain of. Say hi, Tony.
How's everybody doing today?
So, I mean, and what one thing we want people to understand, too, when we do this, is that we do train professional MMA athletes. They're competitors, and the thing is, they're not the scary guys. They're not in the bars causing the fights.
Right.
They're not allowed to. They're licensed. So we want them also to meet the people and understand that what we do is a sport. You know, it's not because of rage. It's not because they're mean people with bad tempers. They train very hard. They're professionals about it. And at the same time, they can turn around and help others professionally. So anytime you see one of our fighters on the street, hopefully you'll be able to stop and ask them a question, and they'll be more than happy to help you.
Right. I think people get that mixed up sometimes, you know.
They
do. They're in MMA. They just want to learn to kick people's butts.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And that's what the seminar we're also trying to teach that they understand is that the things that we train in professional fighting, there are a lot of rules we have to abide by, a lot of legal strikes and illegal strikes. And the reason this is totally different is when you're in an actual real defense situation in real life, there are no rules. So a lot of things that we train diligently not to do on purpose, it's wide open.
Right.
It's a whole new ball game, and that's quite a different change. That's really different.
Yeah.
So if I could, I'd like to
absolutely go ahead.
Thank our sponsors. Some businesses that helped us out get this going is Steve Benjamin Farmers Union, Gun and Reel Sports, Dynamics Marketing, Grabinger Marine, RM Stout, the UPS Store. They helped us out with all this great printing. Dardis Realty, Hometown Property, and Redland Johnson. And also Spirit Mobile. So we're very thankful to those guys for helping us out. We are looking for more sponsors. We did have a couple that weren't able to follow through from the get-go, which has left us holding the bag on some expenses, but we're getting them. And so what we kind of came up with is we've got our donation cans, and we're just going to be running around town, seeing people can spare $1, $2, whatever they can, and then we'll hopefully be able to cover cost of travel and some other stuff.
Right. Well, are there going to be cans around in those businesses that you mentioned too that they can donate? Or
I got to go talk to them and see if that's possible.
All right.
But right now, Tony and I like to go out and meet and greet the community and let them know we're here.
All right.
So
so just keep your eyes open for that.
Yeah, we don't want to be panhandlers, but we do like to go out and meet people and let them know.
Right. Absolutely. So the Fight Like a Girl Free Women's Defense Seminar this Saturday, Jamestown Civic Center from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Brought by the Jamestown Academy of Mixed Martial Arts. Thank you guys for coming in, Martin and Tony, and letting everybody know about this event. Is there anything you guys want to say, Martin or Tony, at all? You want to say anything before I get out of here?
Yeah, well, we're going to do this, and then hopefully we'll we do have a kids program that's starting back up. We have a youth instructor just for that.
Okay.
One of our beliefs that we're doing the youth is we're not going to teach them MMA or any of the punching. It's going to be purely defensive.
Okay.
We don't like teaching kids how to beat each other up. That's not the point.
Right.
And then after that, we're leading right up to the fights here in Jamestown for the Impact Fighting Championship.
Okay.
Which Tony is the team captain, and then I'm the coach, and we'll be leading 8 guys into professional competition.
Wow, okay, and that's going to take place here in Jamestown.
Yep, October 19th.
October 19th. All right, perfect. Well, thank you guys for coming in again.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.